Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
Now, the Freedom Front Plus has made a plea to the President of South Africa. If you've been listening to the show, we've been speaking about the new appointment of the U.S. ambassador. Who should it be? We spoke about that, I think, on Monday. And the Freedom Front Plus is saying the president must please consult them as member of the GNU about this decision. And to be quite honest, I think that's a very fair plea. Indeed, you are governing together. Mm. So you can't be making these decisions unilaterally. Right? It got me thinking, however, about group projects. And what sort of person you are in a group project. Are you the sort of person who contributes? Do you believe in consultation like Cyril? Or do you just go and do your thing? I mean, I'll be honest, I'll just do my thing.
Same.
Me, if it's my specialty, I want you guys to leave me, let me do my thing. I'm willing to take a back seat if I'm not sure, man, if my skill set, you know, is enough for this particular project. But if it's down my alley, trust me, leave it to me. Don't mess it up, because you'll mess it up if you join me. I'm very capable of doing it by myself.
I don't do my thing anymore. I used to. But you learn the hard way that it gets you into a lot of trouble with other people, and then
they think you're bossy.
Yes. So now I've actually become the opposite. It's probably not productive in any way, but generally I just look on, hey?
Hate me now, but you're going to be glad when you get the A, bro.
As long as you can do the... You know, there's some people who are arrogant, who want to just be captain and lead. Yes.
But they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. That's what gets me.
I can present the group work.
Yeah.
Don't make me do the research part of it now.
But you see, that's
I can present it.
Yeah. I've worked with Pila in different organizations. He does fall back a lot. The guy just kind of lurk in the shadows.
Not much of a pillar, yeah?
I see what she's saying and I believe it. Because Mbundo's very assertive.
Yeah.
She's assertive, I guess, naturally, instinctively. Mm. But she's also very diplomatic. So the diplomacy gets in the way of the assertiveness. Yes.
It came over time where I realized in group dynamics, it can lead to clashes. So I fall back a lot. Or you would say you dim your light so that it just works out better. So yeah, it's taken time, but trust me, I'm not taking the lead anymore.
Never. The light. I don't even have a dim switch. Just bright, always.
So, Mfundo, even if you've got the skill set to make, you know, this group work even better, but somebody else insists on taking over, but you know you can do better, do you still just fall back?
Mfundo will keep quiet.
I will.
Jeez,
Mfundo will keep quiet.
I will.
Why, Mfundo?
She's non-confrontational.
Let's just have peace.
Even for the better reward for everyone. Like getting better results.
If people don't see the bigger picture, that maybe let's elevate this one. Then you just like, let me fall back. Contribute to whatever's expected.
Your intervention stands between this group work succeeding in getting an A or getting a C.
Guys, I need Caesar's audacity, and I'm never gonna have it because you're this man.
Now I'm good at presenting. I don't like the manual labor of actually going and doing all this stuff that actually makes it the theoretical framework of what we are doing. But I can take that theoretical framework and present it and make it sound really good.
Yeah.
So give us a shout and let us know. In group projects, what role do you play, if any? And what has been proven to work?
I agree with Saul here. I agree with Saul. There are some people, when you do group work, who just want to lead, or who just want to, I can't say contribute, but they just want to be all over the place while they don't know what's going on. Yo, those people will mess up your energy, man. They will mess up your energy, especially if it's a specialty. Something that you know very well and you are well informed about. And then there's this someone who just wants to be like, yeah, let's do it, like this and that. No, let's consider everyone's opinion. Let's do that. See, if it's your specialty or if it's something that you are well informed on, just do it, my man. Just do it. I'm with Sol here. I can't say contribute because they're just delaying the work. You can contribute by remaining silent.
Yeah. So let me tell you what I do, right? I go in and I keep quiet because generally I'm a quiet person. Then I'll assess and see you could see Gempela Lana Peto Bani, right? Mm. Then if it becomes apparent that the people don't know what they're talking about, then I'll be like, okay, everybody, fall back. Real ninja coming through.
Now.
But if I can see who's out my ass, then there's no need to force yourself on somebody who knows what they're doing. Because now again, now, so you sleep, man.
Oh, Banjamina, I take full lead. Nina, I will do the planning. I will do the research. I will do, Mamela, trust me to get you all information, keep you abreast, come to you, follow up, and just take over the entire project myself because I'm just that person. And I've tried, Shem, guys. I've tried to take a back seat, but I'm totally joining in peace. So I've just accepted it. That's just who I am. I do also ask for opinion, of course. I reach out and everything, but I will make a decision. Not truly waking up and I will take full lead because, please, somebody has to do it, and I'm that girl.
Now, here's another one. People do take lead, and then others don't communicate, though, along the way. Are you one of those that every step of the way you'd be like, okay, Fundo, I'm now doing this because of this. Don't worry, I'll do it. I'm just telling you. Or are you one of those that just goes, yeah, you are fit. I'll tell you when we're submitting.
Hey, I think I'm in final appeal, man. Hey, the research of stuff, I been strong. Ma representing angithi bengiphapha vele naseclassini ngiyilezi vele ifuna ukubona so remember ti presenting bengisukumacala kuye mina bona ke bayenzile leyo group work because bengitargeta le group enama-nerds lenyazi ukuthi shaya ngeke
iziphezele. I was a prefect and every time somebody had to stand up and report back to the school whether we should improve on school shoes shining, they always give me their speeches all the time. And I was like, I'm good. I'll just arrive, tell me the key points, and I'll do the presenting.
Bruh, Solo's outspoken when you got to Y. I've told the story.
As an intern.
I was like, this guy, who's this loud kid here, man? This guy's not even on the lineup. Like, because at Y, we all had our own posters. So when you walked in, like, everybody was in the lineup had a poster. Like, this guy's not even hanging on the banners right now and he's actually speaking like this.
Hi, guys. I'm a fallback. You just have us carry more than we have to. I am currently seen as an angry black in office because abantu bayathula when things don't go as they're supposed to because basabukhuluma. Hell to the no. Let's shine bright. But also, ninga shiny bright in this dorm. You must be knowledgeable on what you want to stand on.
Nah, for sure.
Oh my gosh, guys. I'm doing my MBA and oh my gosh, I'm a syndicate. The hill we are going to die on because igrupweki wonke umuntu is coming there we lead ngakubo. So now when we get into group situations, nakhona bafuna leadership. But that is even better where people are trying to lead. The worst is when khona lo ozothula and then at the end come with, but guys, did you consider? So ama group activities are the engcika yabona nje GNU yama syndicate. I am sola, but generally I also used to be like Kumfundo. I used to take the lead and want to participate. Yabona khona manje that I'm just about to finish. Sengivele ngizibukele eceleni ngithi guys, I can consolidate ngimeceleni, but I group work nje shame. Ama personalities abantu, it's very hard to manage.
Let me tell you something else. I'm sure you're already aware of it. You experience it. In fact, we just witness it. Misogyny, specifically in the workplace, also gets women to be like Fundo, right? Because very often women are more capable, but the men just assume that they're going to take the lead for whatever reason. So I definitely understand it.
Like, have a tell like group work, your English is not Englishing. And analysis is because you think you put your best foot forward. So I usually fall back. You know, let them do. If you think, you know, then continue. As long as so passa, I could care less. Unless I'm going to go to the back, then I'll jump in.
Ew.
I group work is just a dream, man. My strategy is very simple. Identify what the problem is, clearly stated, and then think of the ideas. I'm the idea guy. Think of ideas on how to solve the problems. And then implementation and the actual work will be done by the other people. But yeah, group work. Then if my pies, then I step in, but yeah.
When it comes to group work, I'm that person that just does the most. right in the beginning, I'll do everything and hand it over. This is what we're going to try, right? And everybody will be like, almost all the work is done. Thanks. Then move.
Hey, she's respana be go ba le motho dutse mo fatso rena ya mani etse so tsora so tso ska tsora mo tsora mo le vele ke batla lo mongata ka ntho ke tshwereng ka ke be re ke sa mo ba itse ba 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 damba ye mi fela nje antsa direct
yo hey team dynamics interesting topic yo mina I am the one that makes sure ukuthi yazini we meet every single milestone. And I think if you summarize on that, because I will be on everyone's case. If you've got a role and you have a deliverable, I will make sure we meet that deliverable at the agreed time. And there's no compromise. I want the job done, and I want the job done well. So, Jay, love me, hate me, but I will not be part of a group that will just flunk or just do mediocre work. I make sure that everyone is aware of what to do, and I'm willing to do the work so that we all win. But maybe you will not like me, because if you are not someone who is active and who is alert, okay, how far are we? Not in a bad way, but just to make sure that we achieve the goal.
So, you know, I read the story. I'm not quite sure how true it is, but the lesson in it is very, very salient. That in Japan, because of Japanese culture, they used to have quite an abnormal number of plane crashes, right? And basically, when you're flying, what usually happens is the captain mans the airplane, and then the co-pilots will just kind of observe, and then they'll step in when they need to. Mm-hmm. But because of Japanese culture, junior people don't like confronting their seniors. So even if the captain was doing something wrong, the junior pilots would not say anything.
Jeez.
Until the plane crashed. Imagine that. So to alleviate that, then they're like, okay, actually, let the junior pilots be the ones that are flying, and then the captain can supervise. The point I'm trying to make is, I would never fail in a situation because I don't speak up. Never, ever, ever, ever. But I will speak up, remedy the situation. Then we can deal with the chain of command later.
So they're so obsessed with the chain of command, they couldn't even just say to the junior guys, you can actually speak up in this position.
No, but it's cultural. You can't just tell a person to act against their culture. It doesn't work like that.
So the less experienced person must then man the whole aircraft?
Well, I mean, it's flying. Like I said, I don't know if the story is true, but the lesson in it is very, very simple. So that's what you take away from it, and it actually kind of works.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.